25 coastal communities will receive money from the state to better prepare for natural hazards. The North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality's Division of Coastal Management recently announced a total of $675,000 through the new Resilient Coastal Communities Program to help governments in the state's 20 coastal counties develop resilience efforts. Samantha Burdick of the state's Division of Coastal Management says she hopes the funding will drive better informed decision-making at the local level as communities continue to think about risk and vulnerability to flooding, storms, and other effects of climate change.
Whether that's capital improvement, economic development, shoreline protection, historic preservation, tourism, or really any other critical issue to a local government. We hope that this program spurs a more proactive versus reactive sentiment in decision making.
The towns of Aurora, Beaufort, Belhaven, Cape Carteret, Navassa, Sunset Beach, Surf City, Topsail Beach, North Topsail Beach, Vandermeer, Washington, and Windsor are among those awarded funding. Burdick says lack of a dedicated resilience budget, an overall reduced budget related to the economic effects of the pandemic, and a lack of capacity to plan for natural hazards are huge barriers for coastal communities.
Communities throughout coastal North Carolina have voiced the need for more locally specific data that reflects the true risk, climate, and coastal hazards to their communities, their people, their resources, and their infrastructure.
She adds that many of the projects will utilize natural infrastructure.
Some example projects that may come out of this effort include things like marsh, dune, or stream restoration efforts, living shorelines, or an innovative stormwater system design that utilizes the natural landscape.
The state's 2020 Climate Risk Assessment and Resilience Plan called for the development of the Resilient Communities Program, designed to boost resilience building at the local level through local government funding, training, capacity building, and an online resilience portal. This story was produced with original reporting from Jennifer Allen for the Coastal Review Online, with support from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting. For North Carolina News Service, I'm Nadia Ramlagan.